All right, it is time now for our classroom pledge of the week. It is from Mrs. Walker's fourth grade class at Treaty Rock Elementary in Post Falls.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Bikini selfie saved a woman's life?
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Kevin.
There's Kevin, Kevin James.
Kevin.
Kevin.
Well, let's start with this. I don't want to take a shot at one of your favorite things, boys, but 2.6 million Stanley mugs are being recalled after 38 people suffered burns, apparently from faulty lids.
Oh, golly, it spilled on them, eh?
Boy, it popped off then when they were trying to drink out of a cup? Is that?
Yeah, they
and
just say,
of course, it's super hot.
Faulty lids have been detaching during use and then. Ooh, you spilled something hot, and now you got a burn.
Dang it.
Thanks, Stanley.
I've used that excuse when my wife was talking and I dozed off. I said, oh, man, sorry, faulty lids.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
Things went shut on me.
I liked it.
They just went closed on me. I couldn't do it. I couldn't help it. Out of my control. Didn't like it, Steve?
No.
All right.
I mean, it was fine.
Neither did she.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The Stanley Cup craze, I think, is still going strong.
Yeah, I feel like it.
I think it's still pretty strong.
This will probably ruin it.
If they, this ought to shut them down.
Yeah.
Do you guys know what the Stanley Cup craze is?
Is that
Warren?
Horse racing?
I mean, you can't invent this stuff.
No.
Well, it would be a cup off of your thermos.
I mean, no.
No?
No. It's,
no.
It's a big cup.
Google Stanley Cups. Make sure you do it plural, otherwise you probably will get something about the hockey.
Yeah. They have handles, I assume.
Yeah, Bruce, yes.
One big one.
Yeah. More of mugs than cups, probably, I suppose.
More of a tumbler.
Tumblers,
really.
Tumblers, I think, technically.
Yeah. Tumble.
The one I have here is an Aladdin.
They're like a quart size. I mean, it's a big cup.
A quart.
Have you seen them, Warren? Have you seen these
probably,
before?
Probably, I don't.
I mean, they look like that right there with a straw in them.
Oh, yeah. Those, yeah.
Oh, they're everywhere. And if you are a female and you don't have one, it's almost like you're not alive.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
No joke.
And they have pretty colors.
Yeah.
They do. Look at this one. This beautiful pink one with the...
$35 for a cup.
There it is. That was the Bruce I was hoping for. There it is.
$35 for a cup, Bruce.
They're usually sold out. That's the problem.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I feel like if you have a Stanley, you have more than one. I don't know of anybody who has just one.
Huh. Well, it's interesting because my son's girlfriend has just one.
Oh, not God bless her.
And I said, well, you know, we don't really have room in the cupboard for any more, so... Just keep that one. She's like, well, this will last forever.
She's right.
And I'm like, you're right. Thank you for being so smart and practical, because everybody else, even those that are, there's last forever. Well, yeah, but the one in the other color would last forever,
mm-hmm,
too.
Yeah.
Or you need one.
For different outfits.
Yeah, there you go.
Something, Monty.
They only last forever if your wife doesn't run over them.
Oh, wow. A little too close to home. Yeah,
no bitterness there. Yeah. That was my favorite cup.
Where's that story going?
You ran it over, huh?
No experience related.
Do I need to play devil's advocate as to why was your cup where it was?
Well,
was it on the top of the car and it fell under the
No. Okay. It was just sitting out in the driveway.
That's where you keep it?
Yeah.
You were working.
I was working.
And you just set it down.
Yes.
I'll just leave this here.
So I don't know if she's trying to run over me or the cup.
Well, there's that cup. He's got to be pretty close.
Yeah.
Dang it. Wow.
I've decided to wait until 8 o'clock to discuss your wills.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah. It's but what happens? What happens if something happens between now and then?
Yeah.
Well, then you're just going to have to roll with whatever you've got.
Oh, boy.
Because these are some strange ideas that happen. But right now I want to talk about seat squatters.
Seat squatters.
Story number two.
I remember when that happened to me once.
Okay.
Seat squatters is going viral. That's a term that people said during Thanksgiving weekend, and I'm sure for the rest of the holidays, will be a thing. People are complaining about others who intentionally sit in the wrong seat on a plane and just try to get away with keeping it. Seat squatter.
Seat squatter.
That's the nicest thing I could call one.
That's ridiculous. Terrible. Yeah.
Is it the you just sit there?
Because it's a better seat. You didn't pay for it. And so do you not leave them the person, oh, you're in my seat?
Yeah, I'm sure some people bring it up and they're just like, oh, no,
doesn't work too good on Southwest, does it?
Yeah, no such thing. Yeah. Yes, I mean, that's what flight attendants are for at that point.
Do they just hope that people give in and don't care?
Oh, boy, yeah, I don't imagine.
I would assume so. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I don't care.
I mean, I pick a seat on purpose.
Right, that's what I do, too.
You wouldn't fight it, Steve, if somebody your seat?
Well, I'd be like, oh, I think you have my seat.
Steve would be like this, no, I know you have my seat. I'm the middle seat in row 37.
I picked that one.
Row 37.
I intentionally chose the worst possible seat. What was the seat you had in Nashville?
Boy, row 37. You have me moving up.
Yeah. I feel like you might have been like 32 or something, right? Like you were way in the back.
Right.
Yeah, I was like
in the middle
two.
What?
One in the middle two. One in the middle. One in at the window, I think. Right.
Either way.
Yeah, one in the window, one in the middle.
Either way.
He was buried in the back row, back against the bathroom, next to the window. Like,
literally in the back corner of the building.
Like, that one was rough because the seats in front of us were like an inch closer, and the person in front of me was leaned back the whole time.
And yours doesn't recline.
That's right. Yeah,
correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the worst seat of the thing.
I had an exit row.
Of course. Of course you did.
That's why you're in charge, Jay.
You pick an exit.
I asked Steve. I said, "Hey, I'm gonna upgrade. I'm gonna move up." And I said, "You know, wasn't it like $50 or something total?" Yeah.
I feel like it was more than
maybe
that.
Maybe $80.
Yeah.
And I said, "Hey, look, I'm gonna pay
just on your free ticket, right?"
Well, because I didn't pay for the ticket,
right.
So it's not like I was, you know what I mean? Because it was business.
Yeah.
So I out of my own pocket, I'm figuring it's $80, you know, but I'm going to sit comfortably. Like I said, Steve, there's one right next to me. Do you want it? Oh, no, not for $80. I'll just be fine. And then when I walked back to the bathroom, it looked like he had the smallest seat I've ever seen a person
have. Oh, the poor guy.
Right, he's tucked back in there like in the corner.
In there so bad. I mean, they had took him, like, you know, medical professionals to get him out of there.
Yeah.
I don't even remember that.
Didn't they have to dislocate your shoulders and stuff to get you out of there? Yep.
That's why that hurts.
He had to lay down across the seat. They had to slide him out like a sausage.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
The password is Baker.
Okay, fellas, here we go.
Cook.
Pancakes.
Yum. Very close. Very close. Kevin?
Dozen.
Eggs?
I like what you're doing there, Kevin. Oh, I did like what you're doing, Kevin. I like what you're doing, Kevin.
Kevin James.
Baker?
Oh, that's the word. That's the word.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, let's play. What are you doing, Warren? You okay, Warren?
Yeah, I'm okay.
I don't know.
I was just trying to give out a warning signal.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
That little wah, 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 or whatever you did. Was that for Kevin or was that for...
Oh, kind of all of us.
I felt like that might have been just directed at Kevin because I think Bruce was already locked in, headphones on, just ready to go.
I'm ready.
Yeah, he's locked in. Kevin, you locked in?
Oh, I'm locked and loaded.
Let's play a little catchphrase. I can sit out if you guys want to make teams. Kevin, you want to make teams?
Do we need teams?
Yeah, sure.
Catchphrase. Well, I guess we do because you can't play catchphrase by yourself.
Well, no, you couldn't. It would be very difficult.
Sorry, I was thinking of the wrong game, guys.
You're thinking like buzzword or something.
Like I said, I'm locked in.
Locked in, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, you want me to just make teams?
Yeah, just choose teams.
Make
teams.
All right. I want to play with Warren.
All right.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Good. I want to play with Bruce.
All right. Okay.
I'm not going to finish that. Okay.
Okay.
Monty and Bruce, Kevin and Warren. Do you have the cards over there, Steve? All right. Warren, we'll let you go first. You can describe the word and use as many words as you like to describe it. Kevin, 60 seconds on the clock. I will be the scoreboard, and here we go.
He's a singer. Sings kind of an opera these days, not like current guys that sing. He sings a lot of Christmas stuff.
Michael Bublé.
Yes, sir. That's the one. Uh-huh. Whoops. Wow. I did this wrong. So confused right now. They look like a walking stick, and they have stripes around them.
Candy canes.
Yes, sir.
It's very weird.
And people drink it. I don't care for it. It's
eggnog.
Mm-hmm. How'd you know that? Ah, Christmas. Ah,
bah humbug. The Grinch.
The other guy.
Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yes.
The other guy is great.
The other guy. Whoops. Little guy that helps Santa. He's dressed up.
An elf.
Yeah.
Wow, you're so happy to see it.
Yeah. Happy to see it. Come on. Gee, mini Christmas. I'm dreaming. He's from Spokane.
Ben Crosby.
Mm-hmm. little boy, he got left behind by his parents, and it was a movie.
Jesus?
Home Alone.
Yeah, so close. So
I guess it's only fair that Bruce then reads.
I don't know that he got left behind. I don't know. Maybe we better double-check this.
I can't remember the whole story right now.
I understand. All right, Monty, are you ready?
I'll let Bruce give the clues.
Okay,
so
Bruce,
am I passing these to you?
No, then? You can keep those, Warren. We'll be around, too, with you, y'all.
I think it'll be more fun if Bruce gives clues.
We might have time to do everybody, which will be fantastic, I'm sure. Okay. All right, Bruce, 60 seconds on the clock. Use as many words as you'd like, and here we go.
Go. Oh, dang it. Upside
down. I waited on originally because I knew there'd be a struggle.
Then the doorway, the flower.
Holly.
No, the other. Kissing.
A mistletoe.
Yeah. The kissing.
They're on a Christmas tree, the things that blink and.
Christmas lights?
Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
That's a tough one.
It was. Not really.
Oh, gosh. He's the Christmas guy that's got a bad mood. Not the one that Warren just said.
Grinch?
Yeah, the Grinch.
Yeah, he got a bad mood.
Oh, geez.
Okay.
We better pass on that.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Okay.
There's two words. Second word is Christmas. First word is happy.
Merry Christmas.
Merry, there you go.
Mary. Oh, yeah. Mary. And bright.
Two words.
Yeah. Well, in the phrase.
Oh, in the phrase.
Yeah.
Oh, red-nosed reindeer.
Oh, Rudolph. Too late. All right. Darn it. You know what? Six for Kevin and Warren, and four for you guys, minus the one on the pass. You end up with three.
That was very, very
okay. So
it was horrible, Jay.
That's all right. Kevin, take your cards and see how you do in round two of catchphrase. Why did you guys even hand the cards around? It's complicated.
Yeah,
it is.
It's like a...
Monty got me into a kind of a tizzy there.
Did he?
Yeah, well, he was doing this.
He's trying to like hurry up and get things going. Like, yeah,
and I kind of got nervous. And
I was doing that to Bruce.
60 seconds on the clock, Kevin. I'll start it once you turn over the first card. Who knows how long that will take?
Here we go. Bruce Willis was in this movie. He says it's not a Christmas movie.
It was on my list.
Killed Hans Gruber. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Really? Is that real?
Everybody knows this one.
It's a type of battery.
Huh?
It's a type of battery, too.
That is hilarious.
Ever ready. No.
Yep, that's right.
I cannot think of it. Should we pass?
Yeah, we should.
No. You're going to get it.
Yeah, come on, Kev.
At the end
it.
Of someone's life, they what?
They die. Die hard. Oh,
this is what you're going to get in your stocking this year.
Coal.
Yeah, you
That's
are.
Right. The things underneath the trees, not presents, but you can also call them...
Gifts.
Yeah.
Look at that.
She's married to Vince Gill, and she sings Christmas songs.
Oh, yeah. I just saw her on TV.
You have a daughter with her first name.
Amy Grant.
There you go, Kevin.
Thank you.
Jolly old man himself.
Santa Claus.
Wow.
And the month Bruce. That we are in right now.
December.
There's no way.
And the thing that people don't want is a gift.
Oh, there you go. Well, you got another six. That was good. Even considering Die Hard there, you were literally punching yourself in the head.
I was. It was driving me nuts. I could see the movie in my head. Yeah. Guy falls out and lands on the cop car.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Gruber, yeah.
Hans Gruber.
Okay, let's go with second round, Monty. Good luck to you, I say.
Okay, you ready?
Yes, yeah, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Yeah, you ready, Bruce?
Yeah.
It's an animated film with Tom Hanks as the leader. It's about a train.
The train guy. Oh, geez.
30-year anniversary, I think. 20-year anniversary.
Bolton.
You can still get there, Monty, if you think of another way.
A bear is the white bear is also
Polar Express.
There we go. There we go.
Thanks for that hint.
You got it. Very good.
I can't get this card.
That's all right.
It's what's this?
Christmas tree.
What half of that?
Half of a Christmas tree.
Just half the word.
Oh, tree.
There we go. I can't get these cards apart.
They are hard.
Everybody that's in your household is your
family.
Yep.
Okay.
Famous old time singer sings.
Burl Ives.
No. Twinkle Fingers. Whatever it's called. He
plays Twinkle Fingers.
No, that's not it.
Liberace.
No. Oh no. That's. I was thinking of somebody else. Let's pass on that.
Okay.
Your first movie that you listed.
Twinkle Fingers.
What was that
White
one?
Christmas.
What was the one you passed?
Frank Sinatra.
Oh, Frank Sinatra. Oh.
Nancy's dad.
Yeah, you could have said that.
You should have said Nancy's dad. I would have said that.
I think maybe old Blue Eyes.
I've heard Blue Eyes.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. I couldn't think of
that. I'm not sure about
Twinkle Fingers.
Twinkle Fingers.
Who's the guy that Twinkle Fingers played the piano? Wasn't there?
I don't think he played the piano.
Yeah. Liberace. Yeah.
Yeah. Twinkle Fingers. Yeah, you got that.
You know what?
We suck.
I'm going to say good job. We suck.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You could actually pull it clear down over your face, right?
Yeah, why don't you?
Let's try it. Let's see.
We're going to experiment.
There it goes. See, look.
That's a big hat.
Kevin James.
It all came together in a beautiful piece of audio just for you.
Yes, thank you. No,
just for you.
Thank you.
The thank you is kind of a blanket.
Yeah, I understand. Okay. Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Oh, like Kevin's hat.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, Friday crew, here we go. We got some rice to eat. Boy, yeah. Never seen so much excitement in my life.
Wow, Jay, this is amazing. Thank you.
I've never felt more like we're on Survivor than I do right now.
Yeah.
Where Steve just came in and gave us each our rations of rice.
Yeah.
Where it was like, hey, here's some little rice in a bowl.
I actually.
And we each all got it. Yeah. And I was like, okay, this is Survivor. Like, this is what they have to do.
It didn't steam quite long enough, so it might be a little more watery than normal, but you're fine. There's sugar. There's cinnamon. There's milk. And is that it?
A lot of sugar.
You think that's going to be enough, Bruce?
That's 4 pounds. Of sugar.
4 pounds of sugar.
I think we're good on the sugar.
That's about right.
So I think Warren might have been the only one that's ever had this before.
I have, Jay. When
have
I
you
was
had
a
it?
Kid.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, not me.
Oh.
I have. Remember with raisins?
With raisins. Yeah, that's right. Monty had it had like a breakfast. You had it instead of like oatmeal.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you can pour milk on there if you want. You can put butter on there. What would you do, Monty? Milk or make it more soupy, or what would you do?
Let me have the
probably
butter
milk
first,
and
please.
Cinnamon sugar.
Butter?
A little bit of milk and cinnamon sugar.
Okay, yeah. I feel like that's just like an oatmeal thing.
I think Bruce is just going to eat the butter out of the container.
It's Land O'Lakes butter.
Do it, Bruce. It's the good stuff.
Is this salt?
I don't know. Taste it. I don't believe my wife would do. I mean, just pour it into the lid, boss.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
I don't think my wife would have sent salt, Warren.
Stick your tongue in it.
Did she send sugar to?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sugar.
I've never seen it.
Did she not think our 4 pounds of sugar would be enough?
I told her we had it. She didn't believe me. I told her we had bowls. You know what? To her credit?
Rightfully so.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Denise.
Because if she does it,
thanks, Denise.
Oh, yeah, it smells good, huh?
Not bad, huh?
Would you put cinnamon in there, too?
Cinnamon and sugar.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it.
Could you pass the cinnamon, please?
Nope. No, it's all mine.
Monty literally is keeping it.
I went a little heavy with the butter, maybe.
No such thing, I don't think, Kev. I think you're fine. Yeah. I don't know that you could go too much. You put a little sugar and cinnamon in there, it absorbs it right up. What do you think, Monty? You like
it? It's not bad. I mean, there's really nothing wrong with it.
No, I could actually...
This is actually a meal.
For sure. I could actually eat that more often. I'd never heard of it. I'd never tried it. Steve, did you eat it yet?
Oh, no.
What do you think you're doing in there, buddy? Chicken? You got the whole thing in front of you.
Where's the milk?
Hold
right
on.
Right here. He's right in front of you, Bruce.
But you got a fork, Bruce. How are you going to?
Oh, yeah. We have Bruce. Bruce took a fork. Yeah, it's like eating soup with a fork over there.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm having a bite without the milk.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just with the butter.
One without.
Yeah. Sugar and cinnamon.
Oh, no, and the sugar and cinnamon.
Oh, that's good. Butter,
real
sugar.
Good.
Yeah, it's great. It's just...
I mean, rice is pretty much
cinnamon toast without
The toast.
Toast. It's,
yeah, I mean, the rice is literally just the vehicle for whatever you put on it.
Yeah.
If you like butter and cinnamon and sugar, you're going to like that. I dare you to put some salt on it, Warren.
Along with everything else?
Yeah, along with the cinnamon, sugar, salt, milk, butter.
I'm just doing sugar and cinnamon, man. It's really good.
It's literally like...
Steve just put like 4 tablespoons on like a handful of rice. It should be fun.
Or is there just a gallon of some butter? What do you think, Brewster? Are you liking it?
Yeah, it's okay.
It's better with the milk.
I think
I'm
might
not
going
to lie. It is better. The creaminess of the milk, even though that's 0% milk.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Steve. You want me to put a little more cinnamon on that for you?
Oh, no.
Too much of everything.
Oh, my God.
Steve has cinnamon soup.
It'll be
okay. He literally has like a fistful of grain. I mean, of rice. Like a tiny fistful.
It'll be okay,
2
Steve.
Gallons of milk and tablespoons of cinnamon. And
oh, wow. This should be, you're going to, try mine.
Yeah, it's actually delicious with all of it together.
No, I agree. I like it.
It's really good. I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tastes like rice.
That looks nasty, Steve.
Bruce's favorite. Oh, yeah. It tastes like rice.
It looks like brown rice now.
Yeah. Let me see yours, Steve. What'd you do? Oh, you're fine.
Yeah, that's not bad
you're
at all.
Fine. Bruce, what do you drink milk? Normally?
Yeah, one glass for breakfast.
You probably drink 0%, like low fat.
2%.
2%. Okay, right, yeah, there you go. Yeah. Warren, you a milk drinker?
Oh, gosh, way too much.
Like what? And what brand? What style?
1%.
One. Monty, yes, no?
When I do, it's whole.
Mm-hmm.
Whole milk.
Yeah.
But I'm actually on the hunt
Steve's
for...
Steve's face. Oh, my God.
You don't like it?
Well, it's because he puts so much stuff in there.
His face.
I don't even want to taste it.
It looked like you just ate something that tasted the worst you've ever tasted in your life.
It's pretty terrible.
Oh, my God. What did you do to ruin it?
I honestly think you should try this.
Put some more sugar on it.
No, I don't need more sugar.
Here, just try it. Try that.
He poured so much of everything on there. Oh, my gosh.
It's totally different.
Oh, yeah, that's much better.
See?
Yeah, this is terrible.
It's all about how you prepare.
I think you can throw it out, Steve. You don't have to eat it.
No, I'm committed to it now.
That a boy.
Oh, God. It's really awful.
Well, I would say we have a 90% approval rate.
Yes, and I think Steve even likes it when he didn't, you know.
Mess it up?
Mix it himself.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, there you go. Easy enough. Rice and cinnamon and sugar and milk, and you're done.
I might start having this when Lori has it with raisins and cinnamon and sugar.
That's the other thing, too. I think you could just add whatever you like in there.
Yeah.
And if you're a little light on the sugar, it's actually good for you.
Yeah, I think that's the part that would be a problem.
I didn't go very heavy on the sugar.
What if you put, like, chocolate chips in there, Warren?
Ooh. How about that, eh?
Yeah.
I mean, you do it in pancakes.
You can put almond slices in it.
You could do
blueberries.
Oh, man, let's go.
Wouldn't it just be easier to take, listen to this. Hear me out.
Okay, let's hear it. It's Kevin James, everybody.
Rice.
Right, got it.
Bowl.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Milk.
Yep.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, with cereal. Oh, I see. Let's
put some Cinnamon Toast Crunch in there.
Well, then you're kind of defeating the whole it's good for you thing.
Yeah.
Well, Monty, we're not talking about being good for
you. That's right.
Yeah, I kind of am.
Yeah.
Well, you are.
Did you see how much butter Bruce put on
that? That's true.
I don't think that's good. This one says, when you have a family of 9, you eat that a lot. Apparently, that would probably be a pretty inexpensive meal.
Dude, that's everything I think about now, that if I ate it as a kid, it was because mom probably the night before made rice for whatever dinner it was. Made so much that we would have it the next morning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. And it was just cheap. It was like,
sure.
Here's rice and some sugar.
Kevin, that's 100%.
That's why you guys did it.
Yeah, that's 100%. She would intentionally make extra rice.
Also, smart. A suggestion of hot peaches.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Yummy. Mm. That'd be good.
Yeah. Mm. There you go. All right. Well, now you know that's how you do it. I hope you enjoy and you learned something today.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Scott, what was the last thing you and Charlie did before you went to bed Christmas Eve?
Kevin James.
We shared a bowl of sugar, some shots of brown liquor, played my shotguns, field dressed a cat, looked for women. I read him a book.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, we have been doing our Christmas wish here for quite some time, as a matter of fact. And we have our last Christmas wish delivery day today, brought to you by TDS. Thanks to them and all of our sponsors who have been glorious, I would say, with their assistance. So thank you to them. And today we made a phone call. Well, we actually made it yesterday, and we talked to Kelly. She had nominated Victoria. And we've got our final Christmas wish of the season right now.
Hi, this is Kelly.
Hey, it's Jane Kevin from Coyote Country. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you so much for writing a Christmas wish letter. Appreciate that.
I was really called to write it, honestly, after listening to the stories that you guys present every day. I listen to you on my commute. I've got a commute of like an hour. And so I've been listening to you. And those are some really humbling stories. Thank you for putting them out there.
Oh, well, yeah, that is our pleasure. Thanks to all the people who have, you know, given and the sponsors. We've been able to grant a lot of those wishes. So, yeah, it definitely is our pleasure.
Yeah. No, when I was talking to Anthony yesterday, it just brought back some of the reason for the season for me as well. So on a very greedy aspect, listening to those stories and how hard people are working to continue to survive in this climate, sometimes we just need a hand up.
Do you want to tell us your story about your niece?
So Victoria is 32. She had a very rough childhood. She resorted to drugs and alcohol. She has now been clean for 8 years, clean and sober for 8 years. She ended up having a baby almost 3 years ago. Levea is almost three, and it's a baby that she shouldn't have been able to conceive. She ended up with COVID while she was pregnant and has resulted in long COVID. The COVID destroyed her thyroid. It has made her an anxious person about everything. She gets the weirdest illnesses out of blue because of this long COVID. She lost her job. She had a very good job when she got pregnant. She lost her job. She lost her place to live. She ended up in a shelter in Washington, which I will tell you, anybody who ends up in one of the shelters in Washington, if you take advantage of the gifts that they give you, which she did, which was an education to become a healthcare aide. She did all of the hard work. She is working as much as her body will allow, which is about 3 days a week. So she works 3 days a week as a home health aide, And so, she continues to fight. The one thing that I was really called on when I was listening was she's got this old Impala that if it wasn't a Chevy product, there's no way it would be on the road. And this old Impala is just, man, it is an absolute tied together with duct tape and, string. And it's currently making a noise that we have no idea why it's making this noise. But she needs her car to be able to work. So that's why I was called to ask if there was help available, because she'll be the first one to give you the money in line at the grocery store when you don't have enough, even if it means she's going to not have enough for what she wants.
Wow. Well, do you mind if we try to give her a call here?
No. Okay. No, please do.
Okay, can you hold on for a second?
Yep.
Hello?
Hello?
Victoria?
Yes, sir.
We're calling today about the Christmas wish. Do you know what the Christmas wish is?
No, sir.
Well,
it's pretty simple yet amazing program where we have, a lot of local businesses to get together along with a lot of our listeners. They donate the money, and then what we do is we get letters from folks who are nominating people who need, a little help this Christmas season. And so yours was one of the names that got nominated as being a person who's gone through some tough times, but also is very, very worthy of getting a Christmas wish granted.
Who sent in a letter?
Maybe Aunt Kelly.
Oh, wow.
Kelly's on the phone with us right now. Kelly, you want to say hello?
Hi, Tori.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, she told us.
I always got you and Vaya.
Yeah.
Yeah, she told us some of the story that you've had to go through. And, she kind of outlined it from beginning to end and how significant strides you've made in your own life and taking care of your daughter and unfortunate things that have happened along the way and, you know, the job scenario and the car seems to be not doing that well.
Yeah, it's on its last leg.
Well, sometimes people just have kind of had a bad deal handed to them. Sometimes, you know how it is. Some things are self-inflicted and some things are not. And sometimes you get both. And I think that's what the whole point is when someone is struggling and they need a little bit of help, that's what the rest of us are here for.
Amen. Yes, sir.
We're super happy that you've, gone through some of these battles, clean and sober for 8 years. That's awesome. That's a huge accomplishment. And I know that's one of those things that's a tough battle. So great job with that. And we'd just like to give you some stuff to make your Christmas a little bit brighter this year.
We're gonna do what we can, though, for you, Victoria, or Nikki, as Kelly likes to call you. I don't know if we know you well enough to call you Nikki, but we'll go with Victoria. We have a $200 gift card to Walmart and $400 to Yolk's Fresh Markets.
Amen. What a blessing. Wow.
And we got
so generous. Thank you so much.
Well, we're not quite done. We'd like to throw in a $400 Amazon gift card and $400 Visa gift card.
That's amazing. I'm crying now. Thank you so much.
Sounds like you got your priorities straight. According to your aunt, you're a wonderful mother, and that's probably the most important thing you can be right now. So good job there, and I hope whatever we've been able to provide for you gives you a little less stress and a little more joy.
I'm so grateful. Thank you. Well, stuff like that doesn't actually happen like in real life typically, and I'm so grateful to the community and my aunt for even nominating me. You know, I feel truly blessed.
Kelly, thanks for writing the letter. We really appreciate it. Victoria, we want you to have the merriest possible Christmas, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. The thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new birth. Long lay the word in sin.